How do we know, test, and approve what God's will is for us? Does God have a plan for every person? So if you're grappling or know someone who's grappling with the next step, Tim Outlaw has put together 21 core issues that help us discover God's unique purpose. And Tim has worked full-time in ministry since 2006, now serves as Director of Admissions and Human Relations for World Impact Now. He has written a 21-day devotional, God's Plan for You. And Tim joins us this morning. Welcome, Tim.
Thanks, Deb. It's great to be on.
Yeah. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate that. So, you know, we hear a lot about the younger generation leaving the church these days and you know, how they're leaving, things like that. So you can kind of relate to that, right? Why did you leave, and then what kind of brought you back, Tim?
Yeah, so for me, I mean, there was a lot of hurt. And, you know, that would take a long time to talk about that. There's no need to hash up all that. But there was hurt, right, for me, for my family. And then I did try to get back into church. I never, like, as a point where I lost my faith. But as I tried to get back in the church at, you know, 18, 19 out of high school, I had trouble finding a place for me. You know, there's a big difference between, you know, youth ministry, where you can go and you can kind of, you know, throw a pie in the face of the youth pastor and giggle about that, and then be in, you know, the more serious, you know, like a lot of people might call it big church, adult church, you know, kind of thing. And so I had a lot of trouble with that, that change, that transition. What got me back into church, there was two big things, if I'm just honest with you guys. One was girls. I was, you know, 20 years old when I got back into the church, and just the girls were huge on my mind, and I quickly realized the type of girl I wanted, I wasn't going to just find anywhere. And the other was, there was a young couple, Sean and Heather, that led a Sunday school class, and they were just so authentic and so loving. And I can remember very clearly one of the first times they invited me over to their house with a few other young adults, spaghetti dinner. And I kept thinking, what's the agenda here? What's going on? You know, and there was no agenda. There was no lesson. There was no anything. It was just, they wanted to have us over and love us. And that was the thing that really got me back involved in the church and got me to recommit my life to the Lord. Goodness, almost 20 years ago, 19 years ago now. So.
Well, you can really understand the struggle then, Tim, because I think a lot of people, especially young adults, you know, trying to figure out, what does God have for me here? So how do they begin?
Yeah, I mean, goodness, there's a lot. There's a reason I wrote a book. You know, I struggled with that for many years. You know, a lot of what I heard as I sought out counseling, hey, do I date this girl? What do I do as far as career? You know, a lot of these sort of things, I kept hearing, read your Bible, which is good and true, right? But the problem I had with it, and I think a lot of people have with it, is, you know, then you tend to read your Bible through this lens of what's going on. And also, if you're a younger person and you haven't been trained how to read your Bible, you're not reading it correctly. For instance, let's say, you know, I'm pursuing a girl. And because, again, that was a huge thing, got me back in the church. And then I read Philippians 4:13, right? And maybe this girl's already rejected me, but I read, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So it doesn't matter, right, that she's rejected me six times. I'm like, okay, no, I need to keep going, right? Which obviously we all know, right? That's not what that verse means. But, right. You know, if I know now, right, when there's some core scriptures you can look at, right? So, like, don't be unequally yoked, right? Don't date non-Christians. That's a good one, right? Mm-hmm. Another, Proverbs 31 describes a virtue, the characteristics, you know, of a virtuous woman, right, that we should pursue, right? The fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, right? These are things that should be displayed in the type of person you're pursuing, right? So now I know, okay, there's some core scriptures I give young adults, like when they're looking for a spouse. And so, yeah, I mean, I guess I learned there's some core scriptures I kept going back to time and time again as I was seeking God's, you know, plan, purpose for me. And so, back 2020, God just kind of put that on my heart to start writing those out and then share with the world. So, and that, by no means does it cover everything, you know, that's impossible, I think. I know it's between you and the Lord, but I think there are some core things that people need to know and need to know how to just be in God's Word and examine those things in light of what's going on in their life.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So, Tim, a lot of people today, it seems like, are trusting their feelings far more than trusting in what God's Word really has to say. And so, talk about that. Talk about why that's dangerous,
yeah,
to just focus on your feelings.
Absolutely, that is dangerous. You know, actually, the very first scripture in my book is Jeremiah 17:9, which tells us the heart is deceitful, right? Because when we just rely on our feelings, I mean, I think we're set up for disaster. Mm-hmm. And some people might even hear that scripture from Jeremiah. What do you mean the heart is deceitful? And that's very confusing to today's world. But here's the thing. We're supposed to be born again, and God puts a new heart in us. Mm-hmm. But even then, I wouldn't say just go off your feelings, right? Mm-hmm. I think we can look at scripture and know, okay, we might say, like, I can tell you guys, okay, feel like God told me to write this book, but I didn't just go off the feelings, right? What I did is I spent time in prayer. I brought this to more mature Christians. I examined God's word going, hey, is this biblical, right? I did all those things, and as I talked it out with more mature Christians, hey, I feel God's directing me this way. I'm praying about it, and I'm seeing this confirmation and this confirmation. Hey, what do these more mature Christians think about it? You know, elders and pastors and deacons, you know, and that's when I came to the, hey, God is directing me in this direction. But if we just go off just feelings, man, our feelings lead us astray. Our feelings lead us to fleshly things and things that aren't godly, you know. So we need to have good rulers, good measuring sticks in our lives to help us stay on track for what God has for us.
Yeah, that's so true. So, Tim, what happens when you feel, now I'm using feel again, but what happens when you sense that God's directing you a certain way, but then the doors close? And you feel this great disappointment because maybe you're not able to fulfill where you sense he has directed you to.
That is a great question. You know, I'll tell you, I actually experienced that when I wrote this book. Mm-hmm. I wrote this book in 2020, and just be transparent with you guys, you know, a lot of publishers went out of business in 2020. Mm-hmm. And so I had actually interest from several publishers, and then one of them went out of business while they were making me an offer.
Oh, my.
And,
wow.
And so I knew God directed me there, and then that door shut, and I couldn't believe it. And I'll tell you, it's a long story, but here's the short of it that I learned. If a door shuts, right, if like you're doing everything you feel like God's telling you to do, I think the thing to do, what I've experienced is be obedient to what he said. And here's what I mean. Like, all right, like I did everything I could for the book, right, to get a book out there. And basically, it was just a lot of waiting, a lot of being still. But at that same time, I had to know not to give up, not to lose faith. I had to go about life, mm-hmm. but continuing to make my work worship to the Lord, continuing to love others, right, continuing to make disciples. Got to keep doing all those things God has revealed in his word and be obedient to what he's already told you to do. Because I think a lot of times a door shuts, and we lose faith, and we just want to be like, oh, well, I guess God's not real, or I guess this isn't, you know, what he really had for me. But if we have those confirmations, if we've prayed this out, if we've brought this to more mature believers, if we've taken those steps, you know, usually, you know, it's pretty clear. God isn't the God of confusion, right? God likes to make clear paths for us. You know, we see that many times in his word, right? His word is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah.
So, Tim, as people work through this devotional type book that you've put together, what are some of the things that you've put in there to help them really discover, you know, how God maybe is directing them?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things. One of the big ones is that we need to be transformed. You know, I encounter so many, you know, I've worked with students and young adults for a long time in different capacities. And so often it seems like we want God to speak in a booming voice, and, you know, burning bush sort of thing, but want to continue living life like they always have, you know, not change from bad habits or sinful ways. But God wants to transform us, right? Mm-hmm. He wants us to be, you know, born again. So he wants us to give our entire lives to him. So that's, I mean, the first step is just making that clear that God wants to transform you, that it's not, you know, following the pattern of this world, right, but it's being transformed by the renewing of our mind. And then there's just a lot of good scriptures I throw out there, and I have personal examples. You know, I talked about measuring stick a second ago. So Philippians, forgot the address, but you know, in Philippians, you know, think about whatever's true, noble, admirable, pure, praiseworthy, you know, those sort of things, right? To focus on those things, that's a good way to see, hey, is this something that should be in my life, right? Mm-hmm. Is this something I should be thinking about? So there's things like that when I say, hey, is this biblical, right? You ask yourself, you know, the thing you feel God might be leading to, well, there's scriptures to pull up and go, is this biblical? And that's one of them, right, in Philippians. And so that's a few of the things. You know, I can't go over all 21 here this morning, but sure. there's a lot there, and it's a lot of ones just I've used time and time again, and so again I feel that God led me to put that down, and that was confirmed time and time again to share with the world. So.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Tim, there's a couple people that I've come in contact with that have had young adults that almost feel paralyzed with moving forward. They're kind of isolate and don't really know what to do next. How do you determine that?
That's tough. You know, I kind of already said it, but I think it's worth stepping out a little bit clearer. I think it starts with, we got to be obedient to what God has revealed, right? What's in the Bible. Okay, that's what I mean when I say what God has revealed, what's in the Bible. Because there's, you know, the personal revelation, like, okay, God, I feel, you know, the Holy Spirit prompted me to share with, person in class at work, right? Share the gospel with them, right? That's the personal revelation, you know, but then more just specific and more, obvious revealed in His Word, right? Make disciples, right, of the world, right? So we're supposed to do that. We know that in His Word, that's clear. We know we're supposed to forgive others, right? I think it starts with those little things, right? A lot of times we want the big picture, what career, what spouse, what place to live, all these big things. But God wants us to start with, well, I've already told you to make disciples, to love others, to forgive others, you know, to honor your parents, right? I think it starts with that. I mean, why is God going to tell you more when you're not listening to what He's already said? You know what I mean?
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wise.
Yeah, definitely. So we're talking with Tim Outlaw about his book that is called God's Plan for You. And so talk to maybe that young person today that it was like you, that has kind of fallen away from the church, maybe because they haven't really discovered their own true faith. Tim, you know, maybe they were riding on their parents' or grandparents' shirt tails and they just went to church because that was the thing to do. But now that they're an adult and out on their own and they just have not, you know, gone to church or found it interesting, how would you talk to that person to kind of get them to understand why they need to come back?
You know, the best, when I came back to the church, the best advice I got, there's no magical day when it's easier to follow Jesus. And I kept thinking that way. Mm. I kept thinking, you know, one day when I'm, you know, old and I'm married and this and that, you know, it's going to be easier. I'll have more time. I won't feel the urgency here and there, you know. And I remember that was at 20 years old and thinking that way. And then I heard that and I thought about it. And you know, it was great now as the context. Now I'm 39. And so now I have a full-time job. I'm also an author. I'm married. I have two young kids, 4 and 1. So rarely do I get a full night's sleep, you know. And I see back then how at 20 years old, I'm like, man, I didn't think I had time for this or that, especially consistent time in the Bible, right? But now I'm like, I don't sleep that often, you know, a full night, right? Now I have huge demands on my time, including little kids and, you know, responsibilities at church, responsibilities at work. And, you know, God does have a plan and purpose for each one of us. And I've already said it, but, you know, I think it starts with these little things. And one of my favorite passages in James where it says, draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. And it's so true. And I've seen it again and again in my life, right? So I just want to encourage that person listening. They're struggling to you know, listen to God, to follow God. Like, I don't know, even know if God's real. I want to say, just take a little step this morning. Take a little step of faith. Maybe spend 2 minutes each day in prayer if you're not spending it. And see what God does. Because He's going to do something, right? Because draw near to God and He will draw near to you. I've seen it so many times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Tim, would you pray for those listening in and just, you know, families that, you know, are struggling this morning and maybe not knowing which way to go? Just pray for all of us for direction and that we would know God's plan for us today.
Absolutely. Let's pray right now. Father God, I thank You so much, Lord, that You are all-knowing God. That You are a God of clarity, not a God of confusion, Lord. You tell us that Your word is a light to our path, God. And so, Lord, I ask, Lord, that would just be made evidently clear to everyone listening, Lord, that Your word lights our path, makes the way we should go obvious. And, Lord, I ask that your Holy Spirit would just convict and lead every listener, Lord, to be in your word and to be stepping out what your word is telling them to do, whether it's to forgive, whether it's to make a disciple, whether it's to share the gospel. Lord, it may be to take a big step of faith and go do some mission trip, God. I don't know what it is, but Lord, ask your Holy Spirit to prompt them and lead them, God. And Lord, that they would step out, Lord, as it, from this leading, God, and they would bring it to more mature Christians. They would spend time bathing these things in prayer, Lord. They would spend time drawing closer to you, Lord, and they would see you show up, God. And Lord, we know you will. We know you're faithful. So God, I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in so many lives this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate that. The book is called God's Plan for You, and the author is Tim Outlaw, and he is our guest this morning. Tim, thank you, brother, for taking the time to visit with us this morning. We appreciate it.